Բարի երեկո, սիրելի հայրենագիտներ եւ ռադիո ունգնդիրներ, Ամերիկայի հայկական համագումարի շաբաթական ռադիոժամին։ Խոսափողի մոտն է Միհրան Թումաճյան, Ամերիկայի հայկական համագումարի արևմտյան շրջանի տնօր։ Այսօր բացառիկ հյուրեր ունենք, երկու երիտասարդ հայ ուժեր, Ալեքսան Կիրակոսյան եւ Դեյվիդ Օջակյան, որ մեր հյուրներն են, եւ իրենց հետ պիտի խոսենք շատ հետաքրքրական մի նոր նախաձեռնումի մասին, որ կոչվում է United IO, այսինքն Միացյալ IO, այս ուրեմն կոալիցիան վերջերս է իմի բերվել շնորհիվ տարբեր կազմակերպությունների ղեկավարների, մանավանդ ամերիկյան արևմտյան Ամերիկայի մեջ, եւ Ալեքսանի հետ նախ պիտի խոսենք այս կազմակերպության հիմունքի մասին, թե ինչու հիմնվեցավ, ինչ էին կարիքները, որ այս տեսակ կոալիցիոն կազմակերպություն ստեղծվեց այս տարի 2021 թվականին, եւ ինչ է առաքելությունը այս կազմակերպության։ Ալեքսանի հետ պիտի զրույցը կատարենք անգլերեն լեզվով, եւ այժմ հակիրճ իր կենսագրությունը պիտի ներկայացնեմ անգլերեն լեզվով։ Dear listeners, we are very pleased to have with us this evening Aleksan Giragosyan as our first guest. Aleksan is an attorney. He's a member of the Armenian Bar Association and one of the organizers of the United Armenian Interorganization, United IO for short. Specifically, Aleksan serves by way of his profession as a city attorney to the city of Sierra Madre, California, up in the foothills of the San Gabriel Valley. He is a senior counsel with the law firm of Colantuono, Highsmith, and Whatley, and he's based in Pasadena, California. Alexan, you are very modest with the bio that you've provided the Armenian Assembly Radio Hour. You are a man with many hats, more than just your attorney hat, certainly, and your United IO hat. It would be remiss of me not to mention that you are an ordained deacon in the Armenian Apostolic Church and that you serve in the church regularly. Aleksan Giragosyan, welcome to the Armenian Assembly Radio Hour.
Thank you, Miran, and thank you for this opportunity, and thank you, speakers, for listening and hearing us out.
Aleksan, let's jump right into it, into United IO. The purpose of United IO and why it was formed this year, why it came together this year. What was the driving force behind creating this coalition?
Yeah, so thank you for that question. That's definitely the right place to start. Let me provide a little bit of historical background. So the United IO as a concept came about through collaboration with the Armenian professional organizations. So about 2 years ago, the Armenian Engineers and Scientists of America were having this speaker series on leadership and development. And so members of the Armenian Bar Association found out, because we were friends with individuals from that group, and we asked them, hey, this is relevant to our Armenian attorneys too. I'm a member of the Armenian Bar Association. Not sure if that was mentioned, but I found out, and a couple of the other attorneys found out, and we said, hey, why don't we plan this event together? Because our members can benefit as well. So once we started the planning process with the engineers, we thought to ourselves, well, why not invite some of these other Armenian professional organizations, because there are many, and they would also benefit from it, right? So we have like the Armenian Medical Society with the doctors. We have AGBU Young Professionals, ANCA Professional Network. We have NERUJ, which is the professional organization of the Armenian Apostolic Church of the Western Diocese. So there are all these professional organizations out there, all doing good work individually, and all of them would benefit from this professional development seminar. So we reached out to them, and happily, they all pretty much agreed to work with us. So we planned an event. Now we're like, a year and a half back. We planned an event on starting your own business. And it was a one-day event. It was very successful. There was like 250 people in attendance. And then we all kind of went our separate ways with generally positive feelings about the experience and recommending that we do it again sometime. And then the war happened. And when the war happened, we reached out to each other again and we said, hey, I know all of us are doing something. Let's see if all of us together can do one thing. So pool our resources, pool our minds, and see if we can get something done. And so we started having our meetings, and we came up with some ideas. But before we could get anything off the ground, as you know, Miran, the war ended abruptly, and we weren't able to...
After 44 days.
We started planning maybe a week into it, right? But we couldn't get a joint project off the ground in time before the war ended. So then we were at a juncture. We asked ourselves, do we continue meeting and planning, or do we go our separate ways again? And the group decided, no, let's see where this goes. Let's continue planning. So the professional organizations continued their planning, and then it kind of organically, different groups started coming to us and saying, hey, we like what you guys are coming up with. Can we join you? And then we thought to ourselves, well, all right, let me take a step back, actually. Sorry. Before I get to that, before people joining us, so the professional organizations came up with some ideas among themselves, but we asked ourselves, how do we know we have the best idea? Because we have a very talented pool of people here, right? Very highly educated group of professionals from all different backgrounds. And we want to make sure that this human resource is used most efficiently. And we said, well, we're hearing interesting ideas coming out of Facebook, from Instagram, from other organizations, from our friends. How do we know we have the best idea? We don't. So let's plan a conference where we solicit proposals and ideas from the community. And then after the conference, we can evaluate them and determine whether or not to collectively undertake one of these proposals that are proposed at the conference. So then the conference planning began. And when the conference planning began, we put out some information to folks that, hey, we're doing this conference. At the time, we didn't have a name. We just said a coalition of Armenian professional organizations are putting on a conference. And then so when we put out that call for proposals, slowly different groups started reaching out to us and saying, hey, we like what you're doing. We're interested. Can we join? And these were not professional organizations. These were cultural organizations. They were like art collectives. They were some of them were Facebook groups, so not traditional organizations, right? Groups that only existed online, collections of people. Some of them were more like charities to help like injured soldiers. So they started reaching out to us one by one, and we said to ourselves, you know what, there's no reason to exclude any of these people, because if they have the mentality we do, which is we're trying to pool our resources to get something done for the betterment of Armenia and the diaspora at large, then why not? Because they have something to contribute. Everyone has something to contribute. So it starts growing. We started with something like 7-8 organizations. Now we have something like 30 organizations in the coalition.
Pretty
and we
amazing.
Came up with the, yeah, it's the growth has been exponential. So this planning in earnest, right, started right after the war. So probably around November sometime, we started having these meetings and we haven't stopped. Now we're about at 30 organizations. And every day, new organizations, or I should say every week, new organizations approach us. Individuals also approach us and say, hey, we like what you're doing. Can we hop on board with this? And we have a very inclusive policy. So long as folks can put aside any prejudices or any political affiliations and work jointly for the betterment of Armenia and the diaspora at large, they're welcome to. And they have to go through just some basic onboarding so we can answer their questions about our progress so far. The idea of United IO, the name, we kind of went back and forth on the name, and we just wanted to make something that's kind of descriptive and clear. And so they came up, and I thought the IO part was kind of clever, but they came up, the group collectively came up with United Armenian Inter-Organization, because it's pretty descriptive and describes, you know, what we are.
And that's for our listeners, that's unitedaio.org for the website. Please check out the website, because not only is there ample information there about the organization, which Alexan just summarized about, and how it came into formation, but there's the ability to register for the June 5th, the Saturday, June 5th conference. It's an all-day conference online, virtual conference, and it's going to be really interesting. How is United IO, AIO, or IO rather, how is United IO gearing up for the conference specifically? The conference will entail a set of proposals, correct, that have been submitted by individuals, businesses, organizations, proposals which are geared towards benefiting Armenia and its security, its health security, its business climate, its PR and advocacy, its innovative capabilities, which are already growing exponentially. What is it you're gearing up towards as we get closer to June 5th?
Yeah. So this conference is not like the conferences you might think of when you think of the word conference. I think most people think of a conference as like in the academic sense of the word, where academicians come together, they share their research, and then they go home. That's not what we're trying to do here. This conference really has three parts. Part one of this conference is the first part of the day, which is going to be the panelists. We have experts in the various fields that you mentioned, Miran. And just so folks know, there are five categories to this conference we're going to address. So it's health, security, innovation and education, business, and PR and advocacy. So you could see those different categories on our website. But basically, like I said, there are three parts of this conference. First part are the panels, and they're going to identify the issues in the community. The second part are the proposals that we've been soliciting for the past couple of months. We've been requesting proposals from different community thought leaders. And the proposals are intended to be the solutions to some of these problems. And the last part actually comes after the conference. The last part is when all these organizations come together and decide, are we going to undertake one or more of these proposals collectively and to help bring them to fruition? So this conference has the issue spotting portion, the solution portion, but most importantly is the last part, where the conference doesn't end with the conference. The purpose of the conference continues until the organizations have come up with a way to pursue some of these ideas. And, you know, it's possible that maybe the organizations say, no, we don't like any of the ideas. We go home and we end it there. Or maybe we all come together and we do pursue one of these ideas, and some amazing things happen because of it. We don't know. This is a giant experiment that we're a part of. So we don't know what the outcome is going to be.
So with respect to the proposals, right, the solicitation of proposals, and we'll talk about this more with our second guest in the second half of the show, David Ojakian, but with respect to the proposals generally, all proposals that have been properly submitted through the United IO website will be featured, if I'm not mistaken, on the website. Anyone will be able to see what that proposal was all about. But at the end of the day, at the conference itself, at the virtual conference, the top 15 proposals, if I'm not mistaken, will be presented to the public. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. All proposals will be on the website, and then anyone that has registered for the conference will be able to view that. Will be able to review all proposals, but only the 15 selected are going to be the ones that will be given an opportunity to present at the conference. And Miran, if you would allow me, I just wanted to kind of mention, because I doubt David's going to get into this nuance, I just kind of wanted to mention what United IO is and what it's not, to clarify for the listeners.
Please.
So United IO is a coalition of organizations. United IO is not an organization, right? And I think that's an important distinction. We aren't trying to be a new organization. We're just trying to be the forum where different organizations can come to work together on projects. United IO is initiative-based. United IO is not a representative body. I think that's also an important nuance, trying to speak on behalf of the Armenian community, right? United IO is not going to release a statement on a specific issue happening in the world, because there are organizations already for that, right? On the West Coast, like, we have the Pan-Armenian Council. The Pan-Armenian Council is intended to be something like a representative body for Armenians in Southern California. We're not trying to replicate that. We're not trying to recreate that wheel. We're something else. Our goal, like I said, is to bring people together so they can work on projects together.
Projects which always will have a return on investment, an ROI. And that doesn't necessarily mean a monetary ROI. It could mean, a moral ROI, right? Something that ultimately will benefit the people of Armenia and the diaspora, thanks to the investment itself. I think that perspective, that approach, is very, very important. Because there will be some proposals out there which will certainly need some seed investment, financial investment. There will be others, though, that will need, you know, human investment, people with expertise to volunteer to make that, you know, again, project successful. But back to what you were saying, Alexan, respect to the proposals themselves. I'm hearing that there are some categories among the five that you listed: health, innovation and education, security, PR and advocacy, and business. There are a few that we've gotten, you know, and I say we because the Armenian Assembly is also proud to be one of the participating organizations in the United IO Coalition. We've gotten quite a few proposals in certain categories, which is great, but there are a few categories where we could certainly benefit from having a few more. Could you enumerate to our audience, because we do have about two days from the airing of this show, 2 days until the deadline of May 22nd, the proposals deadline. Could you tell us which categories we would welcome more proposals?
Yeah, thank you. So we, at this point, obviously welcome proposals in any of the categories, but the two categories that we've received the fewest proposals for are business and PR and advocacy. So if there are listeners that have a business idea or an idea related to PR and advocacy for Armenia or the Armenian nation, they should feel free to contact me or go to the website and contact us through the website in order to submit a proposal. We welcome that. And we can also help walk them through the process for submitting a proposal. It's not as onerous as, like, you know, requesting, submitting a proposal to a university or something. It's an easier process. But it will take some time. It's going to take like an hour or so for you to put all the information into the site for your proposal. But like I said, folks from our team are happy to walk individuals through the proposal submission process. Just so everyone knows, in order to submit a proposal, the first step is to register for the conference. Only by registering for the conference can you be given permission to submit a proposal. This is not an event that's open to the public. It's open to the public at large, but we don't have a public link where someone can just watch it on YouTube. This is a closed
registration
event.
Is free, correct? It's free.
Registration is free. Yeah.
And but you have to register at unitedaio.org. Again, unitedaio.org. If you have any questions, feel free to email Alexan and colleagues at info@unitedaio.org.
That's right.
Alexan, we are wrapping up here. Our time, unfortunately, is up. I know we could certainly talk for another 20 minutes, but your colleague David will be joining us shortly for the second half, and we'll take it on from there. We really appreciate you joining the Armenian Assembly Radio Hour, and really look forward to June 5th, the United IO Conference, and all the good stuff that's going to certainly come out of that conference. The insightful proposals, I'm sure that we'll be presenting that day. Thank you again, Alexan.
Thank you. Thank you, Miran. Thank you.
Մնացեք մեզ հետ սիրելի երկրորդ կեսի համար.